Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. You're very welcome to a new episode of the Be the Husbands She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where every single thing we do, we say, we express aims to support you becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the king's cuddle. This is repetition is mastery. I've spoken about this before in a previous episode when I lumped in the 15 key habits to become to be the husband she brags about. That's actually part of the free ebook that you get when you become an email subscriber. I invite those of you that have not yet become an email subscriber to sign up today. The link is always in the podcast description. You will get the 15 highest leverage habits available for you to move the needle in your marriage to truly become the husband she brags about. This one is the bonus one at the end of that. Do sign up today if you want to move the needle and become that marriage transforming hero. The King's Cuddle, what's so important about it? Why is it massively important? And it's one of these phenomenal missed opportunities that the vast majority of husbands, we just miss this divine opportunity that exists at the end of our day. The King's Cuddle, you know, just to give the context, when it happens, the King's Cuddle is that final experience you have with your woman. And like, you know, sometimes it can be after lovemaking, but this is like your you know, if you're going off to sleep, then you do the King's Cuddle. It's the last experience your wife, your beautiful queen, your goddess has with her king. And it's actually the type of thing that when done with heart, you're there, you're fully present, you cuddle into her, you hug into your woman. It's what communicates to your woman on a subconscious level. Like you consciously do it, but it gets her subconscious mind and body and entire nervous system to know my man relates to me like I am exceptionally precious. I am the one and only queen and goddess in his life. Or not. You know, you doing this, or are you just rolling off to sleep by default? You know, let's speak to what happens by default, because all the issues in marriage, and one could say in life, is when we get stuck in doing things by default. We're not consciously aware, we're just doing them. It just has become this default habitual way of showing up. It's an habitual way of thinking, of talking and taking action. Just reminding you guys of like the key, most potent creative tools we have at our disposal as men, but you know, in this, the topic of this podcast, as husbands. You know, how you're thinking, how you're talking, and how you're taking action. They're the great creative tools that are omnipresent. They're always available. Men out there that have sensational marriages, merely what they're doing is like they're consciously thinking. They're consciously choosing the type of thoughts they will think that then becomes the paintbrush and the paint in their life that flows into what they say and the actions they take. So, but let's just take a nod and a bow, like what my baseline was as a man for years. My experience with guys in men's work and one-on-one coaching, the marriage transformation, the hero discovery calls, when I'm talking with guys, the default so often, and no right and wrong, no shaming, but like just getting that heroic humility, the hummus, the ground of truth of where you're truly at. And I invite you, I challenge you to touch base truly. Like, where are you at with this practice at night? The default so often is, by the time we get to going to bed, you know, we're heroic husbands, showing up during the day in the role of husband, in the role of lover, in the role of, you know, supporter of her wives, in the role of parent, in the role of taxi driver for kids going different places, in the role of, you know, taking responsibility for maintenance in the house, in a role and multiple roles that we can have and responsibilities at work, etc., etc. There's so many roles. Like, I mean, touch base with yourself. It's like there's, I've mentioned like 8 or 9 roles that we have, but there's like so many roles that you can have. Neighbor, friend, son, brother, you know, like football coach. So many roles, so many responsibilities. Like there are the roles, then there's household responsibilities, all the different ways you, like you've got to show up to take all the boxes necessary in your life. Very often, and as a result of not being very conscious about our energy and like not bringing into question all the activities we do and what gives us energy, what takes energy, and like sort of cutting out the things that take our energy as much as possible, etc., etc. That's a different topic on a different episode. However, the end result very often can be when we get to bed that night, we're really tired. We're exhausted. We've lived a very full schedule during our day, taking tons of boxes. And the default so often can be when we get into bed and going off to sleep, we're that tired that we just sort of collapse into it. It's not a collapsing into it in a totally like, oh, absolute fulfilled, you know, I've emptied my heart and soul into the day. No, there can be the remnants very often of like, geez, that was quite a day. Like there was a lot of overwhelm. Very often there's a lot of unexpressed stuff. And so we can bring sort of like an exhausted hardness to it where we just want to collapse into our inner world. We just were done with paying attention to the outer world. So when we hit the pillow, very often we will go into, it can be like a trance, like just you're blanking out everything from your mind. Or quite often guys can experience this, like, no, the report to me is like when I hit the pillow, like I'm still working through stuff of that day. You know, there was that conversation with my woman. There's like my inner critic is beating me up, or there's like a lot of just high load stuff that's still there, like with horrors, like nattering away. Or, you know, there can be mental activity about, you know, there's a presentation at work tomorrow, there's a new client, you know, you're up in front of the board, etc., etc. There's, you have thoughts about the day coming ahead of you. But everything is, it's anything but being fully present with your lying into bed before going off to sleep and being present with your woman. Now, fully present. The default so often can be like that with guys. And again, great intentions, you don't mean it. You haven't consciously realized how important it is. But it's one of the biggest missed opportunities of the entire day for turning your marriage around. I'm slowing down on this because it's like, I want you to get, you know, the king's cuddle. Cuddle your woman before you go to bed. Okay, end of episode, 30 seconds, done. Maybe some of you guys on the movie would be like, Mark, just, I like it that way. Yeah, well, there's the importance of marinating your nervous system with how important it is. I know in, you know, looking at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts, I go back to this. They slow down and get the concept. They teach guys not just how to do, or not just what to do and how to do it. It's like why you're doing it. Because when you understand the depth of the concept and the importance, well then, you know, your nervous system takes it on board and actually implements it. It's getting it from an intellectual, simple idea. Oh, that's, oh, he's after telling me what to do. You won't do it. It's only when you know why and your nervous system is like, wow, it's that important. The importance of the king's cuddle comes into, if you study the mind and memory. It was Tony Buzan, I read his book. I don't know if you've ever done anything on mind maps, the original mind mapping idea came from Buzan's work. And in his book, I distinctly remember it was like, you know, the importance of memory, and it's called like the recency effect. We will remember our most recent impression of a person or a product or a service. If you're a business person, you want like always to have the last impression that a person has of you. It's the last impression. We all know about first impressions. In fact, the first impression of the day was the last episode. It was like the morning prayer of heroic husbands. It's like your first impression on your nervous system. But this is the recency effect is maximized in the King's Cuddle, because it's the last impression your woman, your beautiful wife, your queen, your goddess has of you. It's the last experience she has with you. And if you can systematize it in that you bring your full presence to that moment, you hug her. We're going to talk about some details about, you know, little things you can whisper to her. They're little, but they're major in the importance that it has for her feminine core to feel seen, heard, and safe. It's enormous, because it locks in this incredible, emotional, beautiful, safe, connecting experience with, you know, it's her husband, it's her king, making sure that at the end of every day, he gifts his woman this type of like an all-enveloping, you know, she just sinks into the ocean of your love. That sets it in her nervous system that she goes off to sleep with the last impression and experience with you, her divine king, her heroic husband. It sets that impression that the very next, you know, conscious experience when she wakes up in the morning, the emotional set point has been connection, love, feeling seen, heard, and safe. Her king is there. He gifts her his fullest presence. She knows the context. That's why it's so heroic. That's why I'm really putting forward that like identity for you guys, is to start self-identifying as hero husbands, heroic husbands. You might have your own identity that works for you, but have that like title, that identity, that is like, this is what a heroic husband does. This is what like any hero goes so far beyond what the standard set norm is, what the status quo is. And the status quo for husbands is pretty fucking low. And this is not, you're not at fault for this. This is like, I've spoken to it before. Society has like totally hacked, you know, has shamed masculinity, shamed men, has set the bar so exceptionally low, shamed us, and made like total mediocrity as men, as husbands, as lovers. Like, it's like a sport, it's like a game, it's like humor. We're bombarded with these things, like, haha, you know, it's like just the Homer Simpson syndrome. It's like the bumbling fool. It's total bullshit, you know. And it, actually, that's part of the set norm in society. Here's the flip side of that coin. It makes your job easy. Here's the thing. It's like, you know, like so often we've been, the setup has been, it's impossible to please your woman. It's like, oh, Jesus, can't live with her, can't live without her. And like we make these jokes. Again, they're jokes of total mediocrity. And they set in play a belief system that is like, it makes it seem like it's impossible. She's impossible to please, blah, 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 blah. It's actually really simple to please your woman when you do the things that are the highest leverage actions, the highest leverage things to say, your ways of thinking. We just haven't been taught these things. The King's Cuddle is definitely one of these things. It's so seemingly simple to our mind. We caught in our head, caught in whatever, we could go off to bed fantasizing, but like whatever it is, that mental thing that you are, that you're doing, you might go off to sleep quite easily, caught, stuck in your own mind, because you're stuck in your mind during the day, etc., etc. That's very hurtful for your woman. And a woman's only way of going off to sleep without feeling a deep sense of connection with her husband, etc., etc., is to harden into her body, is to harden her emotional system, is to get stuck in her head. But now you end up in this asexual, you know, maybe like friends go off that way to bed. It's like, oh, you know, you're in a college dorm. I mean, you don't have to fucking cuddle and express deep dying love to your friend. It's like, hey, good night, man. You know, like, if it, even if like a female companion in a college dorm, it's like, hey, good night, Mary. See you in the morning. That's it. It's a friend. But like a sexually polarized relationship is a different beast. And like, this is why so many marriages end up sexless, because you know, we relate as friends. The king's cuddle is really, it's a cuddle. Sometimes maybe the king's cuddle, the king's hug, whatever. A cuddle can seem to guys, oh, that's like just really feminine. That's really soft. Yeah, I put it there. It's a cuddle. It's like where you wrap her up and she feels really good. It's meeting her feminine needs. And hey, man, it's also meeting your needs. You have a need to establish that connection and reestablish and reinvigorate it, reconnect, remember within yourself as in this practice. She's that important. You know, a point of humility and a point of courage of in self-reflection is, you know, some guys can go, oh, well, you know, like, she's not that important, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, we self-deflect taking this on board because we want to protect ourselves from the hurt. But, man, like, tomorrow if she got a diagnosis, like, she's terminally ill with cancer. She's done and fucking dusted, like, 4 weeks, that's it. There's no hope. How would you feel? It's really fucking uncomfortable, but, I mean, this is the truth telling that we need to take on board. How would you feel? And I know some of you guys, maybe you've been through like immense journeys of illness with your women. It's like, you'll know it, you know. I honor you if you've been through that, but it's like, what happens if you get that one phone call and she's like done? It's like a car crash. It's a tragedy. I don't bring these on to wish this on anybody. It's like, it's to startle us into wake the fuck up, you know, and start realizing she is that important. And the king's cuddle is such a way of like letting her know explicitly, not on Valentine's Day, not waiting till her birthday and Christmas and fucking date night. No, this is every night and every day communicating this with her. So you set the tone for the next day. You let her go off to bed knowing she's safe and she's locked in. From a feminine perspective, you know, like the fundamental, the foundational feminine needs, again, this the feminine core of your woman has these needs, you have these needs as well, your feminine core has these needs. But that sexual polarized relationship, it's like, it's an absolute essential thing that your woman has these to lock into her full unapologetic queenly goddess essence, and her feminine part of jug is filled up. This need to be seen, heard, and safe. A real cuddle. This is like a cuddle and a kiss as well. I make sure I always kiss my woman and I give it a good kiss. It's like a king's kiss on top of this. I've spoken to the king's kiss separately. So the king's cuddle, king's kiss, it's all in together. Done correctly, that it's not a peck in the cheek. It's not like, oh fuck, you know, Mark on the podcast just said I need to do this, so like, you know, you put this limp tired arm, you know, like this isn't like the culmination of your stressful overwhelmed day and here's just one more fucking task to do. It's like, don't do that. Really don't do that. This is like you bring, no matter how tough your day was, how long it was, like you bring your maximum presence and your maximum enthusiasm and love. So the emotion, your emotional state and intentionality is, in all things, is key. Doesn't matter. This is the highest leverage practice, but if done with low intentionality and low emotional intensity, it's not worth shit. She might even punch you in the fucking face, or feel like, not literally, but like, she might feel like punch you in the face. Like, that's a tired arm, that's a tired hug, that's like, that's repulsive. A woman in her total feminine core will feel a repulsive, like rageful part of them if they were fully allowed, when you're not fully present with it. So bring your full intentionality to it. Cuddle her, hug her, wrap her up in your arms, let her feel, you know, your strength. This is like Robert Glover in the really popular episode about No More Mr. Nice Guy. He reflected back to me, it's like a one key point is like, you know, in my relationship with my queen, he's like, man, you claimed her. You claimed her. This is spontaneously like coming. It's so important. The king's cuddle is like you claiming your woman. So she feels claimed. It's like her man taking, and like ownership can feel very cagey, but it's like taking ownership of like, you're my queen. I'm a king. You're my queen. You're claiming her role as the one, the only, the most unique woman in the whole world. There's yourself and herself sitting on the throne energetically, and then there's all other humans outside of that. Like, nobody sits on that throne beside you but her. It's claiming her. Now, all of that is emotional. I'm talking about the physical aspects of the king's cuddle. You know, sometimes it can be really powerful to just whisper a few last words. And that's part of this last impression, the king's cuddle practice. You know, when the needs are to be seen, to be heard, and to be safe. One thing I would just asterisk here is, I'm not a big supporter. It actually was fucking traumatizing for years. You know, if you have avoided topics, avoided conversations during the day, don't bring it at the pillow. Try to have it spoken before the pillow. Maybe if there's an absolute missed thing and like you're just you're just totally, you can't sleep, there's tension between you, there might be a point, but like the king's cuddle is that last thing. This is like just the context here. It's you're not bringing up those types of topics in the king's cuddle mode. That's like, it might be in the bedroom. It's like, hey baby, I'm just like of a high load, I didn't get to speak to you there because we were at the business, you know, our friends, you had friends with dinner downstairs and you're just after walking upstairs or whatever, you had some conflict with the kids and you didn't feel it was appropriate to speak with the kids. Yeah, speak to it when you get into the bedroom, but don't speak to it when you're already head on the pillow. Speak when you're sitting up, you're standing, whatever. Speak the unspoken then. That's just an asterisk here. That is not the pillow talk. It's not appropriate to bring it at the pillow talk time. Do it before, during the day if possible, but before you just are finally resting into sleep. So what are the highest leverage things to say or to speak to so she can feel seen, heard, and safe? Well, you know, that she feels seen. Whisper into her ear, and you know, hopefully you've been on the ball, you've been present during the day, and it's something that you've already acknowledged for her during the day, but like just, hey baby, you know, just to let you know, like you were amazing today. You know, how you showed up and set the boundary with your friend there that was disrespecting you. Like, you were amazing. You were just so courageous. I loved that. She feels seen. Remind her of something that you've seen in her during the day that you can reflect back. It lets her know you're constantly aware, you're constantly seeing her power, her grace, her beauty, her amazingness, her uniqueness. That's omnipresent in your awareness. And again, just before going off to bed, quick, simple thing, reflecting back and acknowledging her for some part of her beauty and her truth that you see in her. That she feels heard. You know, she will have expressed stuff during the day, and if you're practicing, you know, and you're following me into this podcast, you're listening to her more deeply. Again, this is not to bring up a topic that has been unspoken or like has, you know, it's assuming that something has been brought in to landing during the day. It's not to relight a fire at nighttime, but it's something you've heard. To let her know that she is heard and you're listening to her always. You know, you can't say, after, you know, oh, you were amazing today. And baby, again, just thanks for sharing your heart on, you know, what's been live with you at work. I really just loved hearing that. Thank you for trusting me. She's heard. This is heart medicine. This is spiritual medicine for her feminine soul, her whole nervous system, that you can pick up at the end of your day and see her and still know that, you know, what she said during the day, you know, in that 2 minute conversation or that 2 hour conversation, you can get it and crystallize in one sentence, you know, what was so important that you picked up. She feels heard. You know, thank you for sharing that feedback with me today about, you know, not being present. You know, it was really important. Thank you for sharing. That's courageous. And then the safety, hey, when she feels seen and she feels heard, she's safe by default. And the hug and the kiss and the claiming her energetically and physically and emotionally, man, she's seen, heard and safe. And she is going off into the most blissful sleep that is imaginable to her. She probably, like you, if this is a new practice for you, she'll never before have felt as safe, as seen, as heard, as complete, as able to just melt into, you know, just total bliss and total safety, you know, in your presence, feeling so protected and claimed by her king and her heroic husband. It's a high leverage practice, guys. It can change everything. These, when I say high leverage, those are the habits and the ways of showing up and speaking and behaving and acting and thinking that changes everything. I emphasize that. I underline that. It's like, if you are not getting the results you want in your marriage and you listen into these episodes, but you don't practice what is being gifted to you. And I am saying it's gifted to you. It's like long, hard days, hard times. I mean, the struggles that I had as a man and like just endeavoring to practice this stuff to bring it to you. But it's like I also, it's like on the learning of, you know, hundreds of men around the world that I have had the honor and privilege of listening to, and they have implemented it. But I've seen the pain and struggle of guys not getting the results they want in marriage, and then I've seen the victory of the guys, the victorious feeling of radical confidence and feeling so competent as men, as husbands, as lovers, as kings, when they actually implement it. I've seen the transformation. I've felt it in my own life. So I really set the gauntlet down to you. If you're not getting the results in your marriage, put this stuff into practice because it works. One guy reached out to me there recently, and it was actually on this exact topic. He read it in the ebook. He was like, man, just a king's cuddle. It's like I was always going off to bed. It's like I never was present. I never cuddled her. It's like, you know, it's like sort of same shit, different day. He's like, man, that was amazing. It has been so amazing. She's responded so amazingly to it. And here's the thing. This episode here is like bringing way more depth and richness. I'm adding in some guidance on potent ways to see her and hear her and, you know, that verbalized part of it. So it's a deepening practice. It's working in my own life. So if you're not getting the results, the challenge is there. Stop minimizing and normalizing like unsatisfactory, unfulfilling results in your marriage. Stop doing that. Coming into landing here, I set the gauntlet down to you. The Marriage Transformation Heroes Discovery Call. It's a gifted call to you. I have a segment of time every week that I make available to powerful, amazing guys like you. If you are not getting the results at this point today, listening into this episode, if you still are not getting the results you want in marriage, get yourself on a call. I set that down. I'm really rigorously, it's a part of like a new full frontal unapologetic approach to set the challenge to all of you guys. You're going to be hearing about this often. It can feel uncomfortable. Why? Because the lone wolfing element in us, that the bullshit element that we were taught about. We were taught that you have to lone wolf, a guy does it alone, etc., etc. So, you know, listening into the podcast could be you feeling that you're at the stretch of all stretches, even just showing up vulnerably here. But I'm setting the gauntlet down. The masculine core grows by direct challenge. I'm challenging you to self-recognize if you're nowhere near getting the results that you want, to organize getting yourself on a Marriage Transformation Heroes Discovery Call. It's a gifted call. There's no cost to you. Everything you have is to gain. You will be in an arena with me. It's a 1 hour experience, and I can guarantee you that you're going to feel a clarity and a confidence knowing what you can do from the very moment you exit that call that will move the needle forevermore in the most important parts in your marriage for you to get the results that you want. Guys, it's there. Click the link. It's in the podcast description. Make it happen. Move the needle. You are the hero on your journey. Like, be in the captain's seat directing your ship where you want to go. Trust me, your wife is going to be a really happy woman if you take that type of kingly action. Coming into landing, reminding ourselves the deepest reason why we do what we do here. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing kingly day.